I got a bad beat for after the show. So I knew I had to do this training to be a coach in CYO. I'm coaching two soccer teams. And I planned on just putting an old Zoomer on while I was driving, but they specifically have a note that says you won't get credit for it if you do it while driving, because they don't want anybody to run the risk of being on a Zoom.
Well, how would they know you're doing it while driving?
They want you to have your camera on. And they want you to participate.
Right.
So it's a bad beat.
So you have to sit here.
It starts at 10 a.m., and I'm going to have to sit here.
How long is it going to be?
It says 10 to 1.
Oof.
It's right in the middle of lunchtime,
too. You're going to be so hungry.
Lunch?
Hey, you're going to have to order out.
All right.
Carlos bring it up to you.
Real quick, before we get into it, we can play the EP music. You want to play the EP music?
Why? What you got?
Well, I got a couple things. First of all, entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world. He is to me. But Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax, my guy, my hero, has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% of most X Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. They got military benefits. They got electric vehicles, used vehicles, new vehicles, all of them, all different price ranges. You don't have to be like a billionaire. You can find something that's appropriate for your income. So check them out. Eric-Bickle-3. Memorize that. It's going to be my next T-shirt. This is from Zachary. $10. Who was your favorite Junkies intern? And then least favorite. Now, I'm going to answer this first. I'm going to say all the guys that graduated to work with us are in our favorites. So Brett, so CK, Valdez.
Right.
Those have to be our favorites. We hired them full time.
Right, and they've been around forever.
Well, they've been around forever, right. Yeah. So we hired them full time. They have to be in our Hall of Fame interns, okay?
Okay.
In terms of just one and doneers, it's got to be Omar. For me, I'm pretty sure.
He was classic.
Now, I'm sure Jason's going to name some hot chick that I don't know and remember. But for me, it was Omar.
I can't remember all of their names. We did have some attractive interns back in the day.
I will say.
But I can't remember their names.
Least favorite, we had some little runt girl that was butt annoying. And she didn't like the show. And she didn't really appreciate the show. And... You know,
was that Fairfax?
She'd wear like Jesus sandals in here. Like I had nothing in common with that chick.
Yeah. I don't remember her.
She was a zilch. And by the way, ugly.
Ooh.
So it was like a quadruple whammy.
I don't remember that chick.
Yeah, because she was completely forgettable.
Okay.
Yeah. She's the pimple of our interns.
What was the intern we had that he looked like Tiger Woods a little bit? Was he an intern?
We sent him out
Abdullah.
And we did a Tiger
Abdullah. I like that kid.
He was fine.
Like
he didn't
kid.
Do much for me, but we did do.
I did a wrap.
I mean, he was a nice kid.
He was a nice kid, but we did a great bit with him. We literally dressed him up as Tiger Woods, and we had him with a 9-iron. We took him out to Georgetown in a limo.
He was walking around,
and people literally saying, "Tiger,
right.
Tiger."
He like, did look like Tiger.
People?
My, yeah. You answered it right.
Yeah, I did. Do you have?
I'll just go. I mean, it's probably recency, but I thought Lindsey John was a nice kid.
I like Lindsey John.
Haven't heard from him since moved on.
Yeah, what happened to Lindsey John? He hates us or something, huh? I feel like I should have a relationship with Lindsey John.
I feel like I exchanged a text with him
on Instagram,
in the last 6 months.
He is?
I think so.
Where'd he get, what school did he end up picking?
I think he's at Fairfield.
He's at Fairfield?
Yeah.
My youngest likes Fairfield. Definitely something that she would consider. I visited
on
Fairfield.
On the beach, right?
Huh?
On the beach. Kind of.
It's like a couple miles. Like a lot of students live.
Oh, he always
live
said, yeah, on, the students live on the beach.
They live on the water, but I went there and I checked it out. And like where the students live, it's like rocks. So it's not like you're going out to the beach, you know what I mean? It's kind of hurting, but you're on the water. It's pretty cool.
So maybe recency. I'll go Lindsey John.
No.
It's a good kid.
He's a great kid, but it's got to be.
I know we're missing some, though.
Well, Bobby Goo. Bobby Goo was a poker player, and we saw his.
I mean, if he wants like
Super
girls,
Bowl
we started. I mean, we had CK, but we also had
CK two.
Who was CK two?
With the blonde girl,
the girl that had like the missing finger.
Yeah,
we had a girl that had a missing finger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she had a claw,
or she had a nub.
No, she had like a claw.
Yes.
Yes.
I always see the mom of at the gym. Oh my gosh, now I'm gonna forget her name. The one that bobbed for what do we have?
Paulina.
Bobbed for apples.
Paulina.
Dude, I think she's like a beer rep. I saw her at the club.
I think we had her.
She lives in Florida, right?
No, the other one that's blonde.
The blonde Haley.
Yes, Haley.
Haley's a beer rep.
Yeah, I see Haley's mom at the gym.
Yeah.
She was very good, very nice.
Paulina bought for sausages.
Yes.
We had can you remind me what we did?
I think it was Paulina.
I thought we did that with Haley, too. For apples.
It was Paulina.
No,
it was Paulina. And Ethan.
Yes, Ethan.
They bobbed for German sausages and beer.
Yeah, that's when we were landing.
Yeah.
So that's your EP lead?
I think U.S. was playing Germany in like the World Cup.
How much money did you get that for being your entertainment page lead?
$10.
Jeez.
Nice. I can get me almost like a sub from Subway. can almost get me.
Trav, what are your thoughts on the entertainment page lead being influenced by his Venmo?
He's not the only one. Valdez, I don't know what he's doing. He's hyping up some Oklahoma State is putting QR codes on their helmets for NIL.
Right.
And he put a QR code behind the glass behind Jason so people send him money during the show.
You did that today?
I made that today because I thought we might talk about Oklahoma State having QR codes on their helmets.
That's so funny.
Where's Valdez's code?
Panda Jason. Jason, start talking. You're watching a monumental right now.
Can someone zoom in on that?
Yeah, they can literally take a picture. And it links to my Venmo, so that way I don't have to announce my Venmo every 5 minutes.
Why is that not my next T-shirt? My QR code. That's my next T-shirt.
I'm just going to put it right on a hat right here. My Believe in Harry hat, but QR code right there.
Why am I not doing that? It's some charity.
Look, can you see it?
Yeah, I totally see it. It's brilliant, and I think it's actually hilarious. I really like it.
I should put it behind you.
Any deposits?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
All right. So I'll give you a few real stories, I guess.
Get it out of the way.
I'm sure these guys don't beg for stuff.
Who?
You're the leader. Now Valdez is number two.
I'm not begging.
What are you talking about? You sell things, tchotchkes that we get sent.
Yeah, I'm doing the work myself.
What's the difference? I'm doing the
work. Valdez is just existing.
Yeah, well, no, he's doing zings. He's getting rewarded for the zings.
Hey, you're going to think this is funny, Drabby.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to the Virginia Tech Vanderbilt game in Nashville Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of embarrassing.
All right, what are you doing?
I asked Chris Doering if he had any connections, since he's an SEC guy, on Vanderbilt tickets, home tickets.
And?
His co-host is going to hook me with... I need five. She's got three. I need five.
Wow.
But I'm getting tickets from... Vanderbilt.
By the way, this is the guy
through Chris Doering.
This is the guy who slept in our listeners' crusty sheets for a week in the Ocean City condo.
No. I never asked for that. I was going to Virginia Beach to pay for my own hotel. And I got my doors blown off with great offers because I'm entertaining.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Hey, don't act like you don't benefit from your position.
I wasn't asking.
Neither was I gifted.
Oh, you're not asking? You got a giant logo on the window, pal.
What's wrong with asking?
It's tacky. It's tacky.
Yeah. I didn't ask.
I think it's a funny bit. I'm gonna put.
You don't care if it's funny. You just care that you got $10. Right.
I actually do think it's funny. And at the end of the day, I don't think he's gonna get any money from it. But I do.
No,
think
I'm
it's
talking
funny.
About you bringing up who our favorite intern was.
Oh, no, I don't care about that.
Cam. I liked Cam, too.
I'm not suggesting that question was particularly interesting.
I know. My point is, though, that you...
For $10...
You decided to take time out of the show.
Well, I mean... it's actually more interesting than the official Ben and J-Lo divorce news, right?
I don't doubt that. I mean...
Who filed?
Do you know what Jason said about the entertainment page the other day? What did you say?
I said anything's more entertaining than the entertainment page.
You know that a lot of people, it's their favorite segment.
Who?
People tell me all the time.
It's their favorite segment?
Yes.
You know what? Scotty Vodka poll of the day. More entertaining, better segment. Sports
Venmo
page.
Or EP.
EP, sports page.
Sports page or EP. All right, there you go.
All right,
hey, you guys didn't grill me on asking Doreen for tickets. What do you think about that?
So
you're not surprised.
The only surprise is that you would sit there and go through your Rolodex of people that might potentially have a connection.
No, he was the first guy that came to mind because he's works for the SEC network.
When do you? Here's a question for you. Listen,
Chris Doring in person before.
Yeah,
I think he's.
I've met Chris Doring
like once or twice.
One time.
All right.
One time.
Yeah, I met him at a blackjack table in Bahamas.
They text each other. Yeah.
No, I understand.
Yeah. We're text buddies.
Oh, no, but here's the thing. Yeah. Listen, I like free stuff.
Yes.
Send me all the free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Right. But there are certain things that I just don't. I think I'm above or.
Yeah.
Says the guy who puts out his Venmo daily.
Well, yeah. I also think that is.
$20 to ask a question.
I actually do think that's a funny bit. Okay. The fact that people do it blows my mind.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that
you would never ask. I would occur a guest that you've never met.
Is there anything that you would not ask for? Like what's out of bounds? Where do you draw the line? I would probably draw the line at a guy I met once to ask for.
But I feel like we know him like he's a buddy, even though we've only seen him once.
I know, but we have him on
like 5-6 times a year.
You asked him because he went to the same conference.
He works for the SEC network. Yeah.
The waste management guy. Legit says he could send us out there and we could play in the pro-am.
And I'm embarrassed by that whole thing.
I don't know why you are. You should be sized.
I'm just embarrassed by that. There are certain things that I just won't.
Yeah, but that's a listener offering something. I don't think that's a big deal.
I'm not saying it's not a big
like
deal.
It's not like you were saying, hey, somebody hook. I think there's a certain line of tackiness versus not being tacky. Jason, it is par for the course. If he had asked for 10 tickets, that's way over the line.
Five is an awkward number. Anything over four is butt awkward. Uh-huh. Tickets come in twos five and fours. Five is all messed up.
But I mean, it's Vander, but it's not like going to the freaking horseshoe.
It is. Who's the fifth?
It's my oldest daughter's friend who went to Tech, lives in Nashville.
She might be. Cool.
She might be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I definitely need one more because we got four of us.
Right.
Me and my wife, two daughters.
I'm just
crazy
asking.
Concept. You could buy a ticket.
Well, I might have to buy two.
Yeah, God forbid.
I know. I'm just saying.
Then he's got to figure out a way for all of them to sit together.
Yeah.
Says the guy who got four free Seinfeld tickets last night.
Right.
Are you still, back in the day when we used to go out and do stuff together, we don't anymore because everyone just has lives.
Yeah, we don't care anymore.
Who cares? But you used to be pretty generous at like a bar and restaurant. When you're playing golf, are you generous? Are you buying drinks for people? Are you generous or no?
Yeah, I mean,
you take.
Well,
you
I'm
buy
a member.
Around?
I'm a member at Evergreen, and when we go out, if I bring my buddies to Evergreen, I just put it on my account.
Of course.
Yeah.
But then when you're just playing regularly with the boys, do you ever say, "Hey, I got this," and you got all the drinks
of
for everybody?
Well, not all of them.
No, but I'm saying like when
I'll
the cart girl
at the
comes
turn?
Around, when a cart girl comes around, you
of
go,
course.
"Yeah, I got it." What do you guys want? Yeah. What do you guys
of
want?
Of course.
Okay. I'm just checking.
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
That's a dumb question.
I don't know if it's dumb.
You know I would do that.
Did someone pay you to ask that question?
Right.
No, but you
bucks.
Could.
Another 10 bucks in your
you
Venmo.
All right,
hold on. What was getting back to the dumb J-Lo? Who filed?
If you had to guess.
Well, I guess since you're asking, then J-Lo filed.
J-Lo filed. And
well,
I believe she filed on the two-year anniversary.
She knew Ben hates her. Of course she's going to file.
I think they've been estranged for a long time.
Okay.
There's a video that's going viral of... Did somebody send you something, Valdez? Did you get hooked?
Yeah, Drab. I make it Drab jealous.
Oh, yeah, the self-proclaimed fifth junkie after 10 minutes has $2 in donations. Meanwhile, people are bending over backwards to get me to stay at their condo.
Yeah, but they're not there. So they're by the way, did you pay for the dog? Did you pay for the dog or the dog damage?
He's declined payment.
Wow.
You only
hooked.
Asked him one time. Did you follow up?
We were chit-chatting the other day.
And did you bring it up?
Not the door, but I'm offering friendship.
All right, well, now you got to hang out with him. You got to hang out with him.
Be my text buddy.
You got to invite him over for dinner.
We talked about it earlier. Alex Cooper from the Call Her Daddy podcast signed a 3-year deal with Sirius XM for $125
million.
I'm crazy. I'm not jealous. I'm not envious. I don't bang my head against the wall every time I see that. DeAndre Hopkins apparently couldn't resist falling for the Sydney Sweeney's picks. Did he jump up in her DMs or something?
He had a public comment where the caption was thirst trap.
Right.
And then
she did that herself.
Yes. And then Hopkins replied, trapped.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. And remember, we've seen Hopkins' penis, too.
We have?
Yes.
What?
When? When did we see it?
A couple years ago.
This guy doesn't miss a penis.
He loves them.
All the penises. I
love penis.
I love one penis. My own. When did we see it? I remember seeing Antonio Brown. Remember Antonio Brown was in the gym?
Of course.
Yeah. When did we see DeAndre? Was it just like it was on like the sideline?
No, it was an IG link leak.
So he had sent a video of him.
Video or him having sex.
Smashing.
Yeah. So that's how we saw his penis.
Okay, good. You, by the way, you haven't sent me Tigers in quite a while.
Well, he's got to play.
All right, I know, but like this year, I think you went over for sending me.
No, I think I definitely sent it.
Yeah.
I'll send it for the PNC.
All right, when he does the PNC. Last but not least, by the way, have you seen how much Charlie's grown? You've actually looked at the pictures from like the last year or two and him now? Like, he's like,
is that his growth spurt?
Yeah, he's had his growth spurt. Looks like he doesn't look like a little kid anymore. Last but not least, it's funny, Drav and I were talking about how these SEC schools are so popular. All these big football schools are so popular. Yes, that's one of the reasons why a sorority house at University of Alabama could undergo a $17 million, it's either a renovation or a brand new joint. It's 40,000 square feet for the Delta Zeta sorority house at the University of Alabama. $40 million. No, $17 million, 40,000 square feet.
And all the sorority sisters' dads are paying for it?
Yeah. Did you see? I think it was University of Alabama, or maybe it was Texas. No, I think it was Texas. Their football locker room? Did you see that video that went viral?
Mm-mm. Is it crazy?
It is. It's like a spaceship.
Yeah.
Every guy has his own, like, thumbprint, whatever, locker, right? Where you put all your belongings and stuff in there. They all have big screen TVs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're flying first class to, like, England or something with Elon Musk. Every player. They got a huge picture of each player above their locker.
Like a first class pod?
Yeah. It's like a first class pod for every player on that football team. It's unbelievable. You got just DuckDuckGo, University of Texas.
And you wonder why schools are bouncing from their poopy conferences to the power conferences.
Yeah, just DuckDuckGo their locker room. It's unbelievable. And that's like for 100-plus guys.
Although SMU, that's joining the ACC, they're not getting ACC Football Network television money. For 9 years.
Why? That was part of the deal.
Part of the deal. They said, you can come, but we're not giving you money. So they are fundraising to support their program. They came up with 125. I don't know who these guys are down there in Dallas that are SMU grads. They came up with $125 million in 7 days.
That's amazing. All right,
isn't
guys.
That nuts?
It's hot outside. How do you keep the hot weather out and the cool comfort in? Thompson Creek Windows, Rickies. Thompson Creek Windows. Keep your energy bills in check while keeping your home super chill in the summer and toasty warm in the winter, all while saving you cold, hard cash while cutting out the middleman. Thompson Creek does it all. Design, build, and install, all with an A+ Better Business Bureau ranking. Call Thompson Creek now for 40% off. Buy one window, get one 40% off by calling 855-57-CREEK. Or visit thompsoncreek.com.